This is JIS News. Coming up, Met Service predicts less severe drought conditions this year. Farmers train to use Weather Prediction Service to boost production. And Industry Minister collaborates with the JCC to host two-day logistics seminar. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica is forecasting less severe drought conditions for the January to March dry season when compared to last year. Data from the Met Service shows that while dry conditions are occurring over western parishes, the eastern and central sections of the island are experiencing near normal weather conditions. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is encouraging citizens to harvest rainwater so as to be adequately prepared should the dry season become more severe.
So we're approaching it from more than one angle because in terms of planning, we're going to insist that the runoff in the area must be captured one way or the other. Because you'd really cut down the effects of drought.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking at a press conference on drought analysis, prediction and rainfall projections Thursday. In the meantime, Director of the Met Service, Jeffrey Spooner, says several farmers have been trained to use a recently launched five-day weather prediction service to boost production. He says this is necessary as the agricultural sector suffers the most from shifts in weather patterns.
Some agricultural products that needs dry time to reap, they're now empowered really to be able to start planning how they structure their activities in order to benefit from these climate services. And we are working quite closely with RADA in doing so. For example, the five-day forecast that Minister just launched is something that you will be able in real time to get 5 days forecast from any location in Jamaica by just putting in your location. And the farmers are using that. They asked for it.
Mr. Spooner says farmers are now empowered to better plan their agricultural activities, such as planting, pest control, and reaping. Local companies and investors will get another chance to find out more about investment opportunities in the highly anticipated Global Logistics Hub. This will be facilitated through a two-day seminar organized by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, the JCC, in association with other entities on January 21 and 22. President of the JCC, Francis Kennedy, says the symposium will bring together experts from the world's leading logistics hubs, business leaders, and international funding agencies to discuss factors critical to the success of the initiative.
The symposium will explore numerous business opportunities available with the anticipated logistics hub. We will therefore be exploring investment and business opportunities, manufacturing possibilities. Brian should be happy to hear that one. And the various types of commercial zones being considered, and the time horizons in which Jamaica is to become ready to take advantage of this national project.
Mr. Kennedy was addressing a launch event for the symposium in Kingston Thursday. The two-day symposium will be held at the Jamaica Conference Center under the theme Transforming Jamaica's Business Landscape. And a growing number of Jamaicans have been sensitized about the Logistics Hub initiative. This as the Caribbean Maritime Institute, the CMI, continues to execute free training sessions across the island. Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says to date over 3,600 persons have been trained.
The feedback has been very good. We have gone into, so far, I think about 7 parishes. We're going across all 14 parishes, which is the mandate from the task force, the chairman and the minister. In fact, by next week, we'll be setting up an online registration form so people can go to the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce website, the Logistics Hub Task Force, and you can register for this course equally.
Mr. Pinnock was addressing a JIS think tank session Thursday. He says groups interested in accessing the training can make their request, and the CMI will seek to meet the need. The training package was designed by the CMI in response to the expressed need for information and a contextual framework within which to appreciate the importance of the logistics hub. That was the JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.